Well, folks, thank you for your patience, and you know what that lovely tune means. You are tuned in to Everything Under the Sun, the Sopra Sun's weekly radio program right here on KDNK. I am your host, James Steinler, and I'm joined by our co-host.
I'm Arthur.
Thank you so much for joining, Arthur. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing great as well. And have you had a chance to pick up a copy of The Sopra Sun?
Of course, always. It's the first thing I do. Come on.
I'm so proud of you. Arthur is one of our wonderful youth interns at The Sopra Sun. You've probably seen some of his work, and I know if you're a regular listener, you've heard him on the air with us. So I just value everyone at The Sopra Sun, and especially Arthur.
Oh, James.
If you haven't gotten a chance to pick up a copy of the newspaper, there's several copies up and down the Roaring Fork Valley at a yellow newsstand near you. So pick up a copy, or you could also find us online at soprasun.com. Today, we have a special show for you. We're going to be speaking with a couple of folks from Omfluence, a local marketing company that has a human-first approach. We should have Olivia Savard on the line. Are you there, Olivia?
Yes, I am.
Yay, we could hear you and you're connected. I did it right.
<It's>,
I'm always like sweating when I have to get someone on the phone. So thank you so much, Olivia, for joining us over the phone. And we're going to let people know where you are. But first, we also have Melina.
Yes, hello.
How are you? And Melina, tell us your last name.
Melina Neidert.
Okay, and you are from Germany, right?
I am from Austria.
Excuse me.
From Vienna, Austria.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, and we're going to talk a little bit about Omfluence today, and if folks also, you can find an article about Omfluence in the Sopra Sun, and I was just looking for a page number to give you. Well, you can find it in this week's Sopra Sun, and I can get back to that page number, but it's page 8. okay, so, well, thank you both so much for joining us today, and we look forward to hearing a little bit more about Omfluence, but first let's get to know a little bit about you. Melina, tell us, how did you come to discover the Roaring Fork Valley, and when did you move here?
So this is really my chosen home. I moved here originally in 2018, and my husband and I had the specific goal to move to the Roaring Fork Valley, specifically Carbondale. And I was reading the newspaper looking for jobs, and I found the perfect job. It was for Visit Glenwood, and it really changed my career. It was a wonderful opportunity doing sustainability marketing with the Glenwood Springs Chamber for the tourism department. And yeah, that's what brought us initially to the valley.
Fantastic. That's cool. And that's a great, was that your first time kind of working in a marketing role for the city of, or for the chamber in Glenwood?
No, I have an agency background. And once I moved to the United States, I worked for a adventure company that offered rafting, zip lining, and all of that, partnering with Vail Resorts. They were out of Buena Vista and served the Breckenridge market. So I really got early from the agency side of things to the private marketing sector. I got into like the tourism side of things.
Very cool. Well, that's exciting. Carbondale and the Roaring Fork Valley. I don't blame you. It's a great place to be. And we're happy to have you. And thanks for, and we'll get into this, but you guys are working with nonprofits and a lot, and just local organizations to help get their messaging out there. Olivia, you kind of had the opposite life story so far, right? Because you grew up here, if I'm not mistaken, and now you're elsewhere. Can you introduce or tell listeners so where you're from and where you are at now?
Absolutely. So I was born and raised in Marble, Colorado, and grew up in the Roaring Fork Valley, and lived there for all of my life. And then 3 years ago, had an opportunity out in Vermont and moved out here. So I'm on the northeast side of the country now.
Fantastic. From little old Marble to little old Vermont.
Yes, and it is perfect. I'm very north, I'm very rural, and I was seeking a place that had mountains and four seasons and had that small town energy, and I found it, and I couldn't be happier.
That makes me so happy, and it sounds wonderful, and like you're right at home. Yeah, I love Vermont, too. It's one of my favorite places. And Marble, of course, is so great. And Olivia, you're kind of like a legend, and I hear your name all the time through other people. You were also, and I'm sorry to, like, straight off the bat, like, get off topic here, but you were kind of plugged in with the theater community here. Am I mistaken?
Yeah. I worked with Lon Winston quite a bit at Thunder River Theater. I was a CMC graduate through their the Sober Theater Company's theater program. I worked with the Glenwood Vaudeville Review, the Hudson Reed Ensemble. That was certainly a big part of my life when I was out there.
Fantastic. And now you still get to kind of support some of those organizations, it sounds like, at least potentially through this new business, Omfluence.
Yes, yeah, which has been just an absolute joy to be able to support those companies in different ways.
Okay. Olivia, could you explain to us explain to our listeners, what is Omfluence?
Sure. So Omfluence is that's our main brand, and it is a company that we specialize in digital marketing, and that is really, like I said, it's our parent company. So it caters to all different industries. And when Marlena and I first started to collaborate, we actually were working underneath the name Hospitality Marketing, which specialized in tourism and destination marketing specifically. And that has now become a really strong arm of our business. But Omfluence it's Marlena and I. So that's actually, she came up with the name. But the O and the M in there is for online marketing and Olivia and Marlena.
I love that.
That's fantastic. So you guys had a bit of a history before Omfluence then?
Yes, we collaborated on a variety of projects. The first one we actually collaborated on was on the Colorado Historic Hot Springs Loop social media accounts back when Olivia was still in a freelancing capacity. We always fantasized about starting our own thing together one day, but we had years of collaboration on different clients' accounts and marketing projects.
Okay, fantastic.
I'm wondering, Arthur? Yeah. So when it comes to marketing, I've heard a lot of different like terminology around it, like freelancing. And can you cover kind of the work that you guys do and all the different ways that that's come out in like prior jobs or what you do now? Like, what are all the different fields of that?
Sure. I'll try to tackle that.
That's
okay. So, we primarily, like our daily bread and butter is really social media marketing, but we do digital marketing and traditional marketing. We certainly help clients with newspaper ads and even print design, especially in a small town community like this. The beauty is in the mix, and a newspaper ad is still really, really effective. But,
yes, okay, we promote that. At the Soap Press,
James is like, I know about
that.
This, guys.
We like paper ads.
But social media is kind of like an extended word of mouth, which is why it's so powerful. I mean, worldwide, but especially in small communities. And right. It's a really affordable way to reach your audience with authentic messaging rather than just like a commercial on the TV. No, you can have actual conversations. Mm. And we support our clients with everything from one-off projects to full marketing retainers, meaning we handle everything they need to get the words out about their business.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you so much.
Social media sounds like it's really the way of the future. I mean, in so many ways, but for marketing, certainly. How is that since, because you've been in marketing for some time, has that been the case, or has that become increasingly the case where it's important to have a social media presence for marketing purposes over the years? Has that just become more and more important?
That's a really interesting question, because the short answer is yes, but also since I've been in marketing, so 15 years ago with college, but even before then in high school, before social media wasn't that important. It was this new marketing channel on the block. So they always pushed it to the young kids while the big people got to do the newspaper and the TV commercials. Mm-hmm. So I got tons of experience, and then it just so happened to become more and more important. So, and for many campaigns and clients, actually their most important marketing tool. So yes, it has gotten more important. And it is a beautiful way to reach everybody. But I would say the very best time for marketing on social media was probably 1 or 2 years ago. And now we advise most of our clients to do a combination strategy, to not be solely dependent on especially Meta platforms and TikTok platforms. So because you don't own your followers. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful way to get the word out. But we try to really connect it all together.
Right.
Okay. Yes, so it's a little of everything. I can never do it. It's so much. It seems like marketing takes so much work. And even just doing the little bit of promotion that I get to do, like at the Sopra Sun, it can be so time consuming. And and it's especially rewarding when there's a result, though. That's for sure. For our listeners, you are tuned into Everything Under the Sun, the Sopra Sun's weekly radio program here on KDNK. This week, we're speaking with members of the Omfluence marketing team, which is a new local marketing company. You could find more at omfluence.com. They're just like, we have Olivia Savard on the line, who's like a celebrity in town. and we also have Merlina with us, who's and so we have two team members here, who else is on the team, and what are as everyone's position? I imagine it's kind of a small team, but
yeah, we have a project manager that is Taylor Tolson. She grew up in Glenwood Springs, so she's local and she helps with everyday posting. And all the nitty-gritty tasks of keeping the business running. So we can focus on, here we go into our job roles. I am kind of the creative director, and I focus on the creative side of things and advertising, which is a beautiful balance of things, because I get to test the creative and then dive into the analytical things and place those digital ads. And then Olivia is our communications director. She's a beautiful writer. She really has a great skills of phrasing things the right way and, do this authentic messaging that we are promoting.
Yeah, and I want to get into that authentic messaging and human-first perspective. But in terms of, like, the daily workflow and our... how often are you guys meeting? And I assume everyone kind of meets over Zoom, like 21st century style. Olivia, do you want to speak to that since you're over there in Vermont and tuning in?
Sure. You know, it fluctuates. It's pretty funny. Marlena and I were just talking yesterday about how, you know, last week we had pretty minimal meetings. We were able to tag each other in via text, and, you know, we'll send audio messages back and forth and jump on a quick phone call. And yet yesterday, I think that we spent a solid 7 hours online together.
Oh my goodness.
With our Google Meet open, we kept bouncing back to our same dual chat so that we were able to talk in between client calls. I would say that on a day-to-day level, it really fluctuates. We have certainly, in the last 3 years, found a really nice balance in how to work together remotely. But it's also really fun. You know, when we first started, Marlena was out in Austria and I had just recently moved to Vermont. And so we were only communicating online and with a pretty massive time difference. And what's been really fun is with her living in Carbondale now and my ability to come back to Colorado, we've been able to work in person a lot more, which has been really fun. And so our work, I'd say that it's an interesting balance, and it kind of just shifts depending on what our project load is.
Yeah, that's interesting. And it's also cool because Marlena is here as like the boots on the ground, a person who people can get in touch with. Right. And then, you know, there's you is working over in Vermont. But like I said, again, I know I don't even think we've ever met in person, Olivia, but I know your name.
No, I think we maybe met at Beer Works once.
Okay. That makes sense.
I think we've shaken hands, but it was certainly in passing, if anything.
Right on. And I imagine you must have a pretty strong Wi-Fi connection there up in the boonies of Northern Vermont.
Yes. I luckily get fiber optic, which has been fantastic.
Yeah. Well, and it's like after COVID, it's become such a regular thing. And like, for instance, the Sopra Sun editorial meeting used to always be in person before COVID. And there was, you know, absolutely, a lot fewer people who would show up to those meetings. Now we have that meeting every Monday morning, and we have a dozen people on the call. It's just with that convenience and being able to, reach one another, it has a lot of great benefits. So I do want to get to a couple, like the human first marketing. Can you speak to that a little bit, Olivia or Marlena?
Okay. Certainly.
Olivia, please.
Certainly. Marlena and I have really, it's no secret that AI is a really big thing now, just when you work in digital anything, but certainly in marketing, and with how easy it is to have artificial content out there. Because it's easy to do. You know, you can put a prompt in and it spits out at rapid pace posts, captions, newsletters, et cetera. And so what we really emphasize to our clients is that we really work on finding what makes the brand human, really showcasing the person and the voice behind the post, behind the marketing material, because at the end of the day, we don't want to be shouting out with artificial content. We want to be really highlighting authentic content. And so in the current day-to-day, with so many people looking at AI, that we really try to differentiate by saying that we have that human-first approach. So that's really the basics of it.
Well, that's fantastic, and it's a breath of fresh air, I would say, for sure, in that in that line of work.
And you see the difference in performance. Mm-hmm. So, like, really, it could be polished, but one of those AI cut videos, you know, you've seen maybe those automations.
Absolutely.
If you look at your numbers in like the Meta Ads Manager and see like watch through rates and engagement on them, mm-hmm. It could be a way less polished video of just a local person talking about what they believe in, and it will go through the roof. Like, the difference is significant. Like, human content still matters, and we'll bring the performance home to your website.
Absolutely, that's authenticity. I did want to ask a little bit. So a little bit in your article, you guys spoke about like what we're talking about right now. There's so much more in the valley itself than the tourism, you know what I mean? There's a lot that the valley can offer, but it's also important for tourists to see what the valley is as a whole. And that human connection can absolutely have such an influence on what our valley is. It's filled with art. Like, there's so much beauty that, you know, going on different rides and rafting doesn't quite cover. Can you tell me a little bit about how you guys go about informing tourists about not just what we have to offer, but like what our valley is?
Yeah, this is actually what we're really passionate about. Mm-hmm. So when you hear, especially like tourism marketing or communications, it's not about bringing more tourists here on a Saturday in July. Nobody right. needs that. But also the valley needs tourism mm-hmm. Throughout the year and the shoulder season. So there's that sustainability piece in the promotion. there's that attracting the right kind of visitors, which is already putting out sustainability content and our values ahead of time. But then how we educate those visitors. Mm-hmm. A beautiful example with local content is you can put a banner up and it's like, don't step on a wet trail, and nobody cares. Right. But let's say we have a local mountain biker up on Red Hill and say, hey, I'm showing you the sweetest trails to ride. Oh, this one is wet today, so I will not ride this. Mm-hmm. Let me show you the other side of the mountain. And right. this, and like, and you have that local voice who shared a local recommendation, mm-hmm. and they didn't school you on sustainability, but like they actually just showed you how it's done.
And it's hard for people to understand why they shouldn't be doing something when they don't understand the negative effect that that has. You know what I mean? Like, you could grow up not knowing, like, I imagine, like, little me, I always wanted to crawl over into the, like, near the fireplace and go touch it when I was a toddler. My mom was like, don't touch it, don't touch it. And later I learned, I was like, oh, I can't touch that because it's hot. You know what I mean? And, like, actually, like, learning that, and learning is being a human. It's, you know, again, authenticity. Like, that is what makes people really understand and be able to have respect for an area when visiting it. So I think that that's absolutely amazing, you guys.
Yeah, and it's really cool that that's introduced in, like, a priority for a marketing firm. We do only have about 3 minutes left. This show goes by really quickly. But Omfluence, again, is a new local marketing firm. And they have clients that we love, like Cool Brick Studios, The Vaudeville. So thank you guys for helping elevate these brands and these nonprofits, businesses. Any closing thoughts before we let you both go today? And let's start with you, Marlena.
We're just really thankful for Carbondale, for the Roaring Fork Valley and the community, all the clients and people we've worked with and who've passed with us. Or not past, you know what I mean, have really supported us and recommended us. And it's really nice to feel the love and has allowed us to grow also beyond the valley, which has been awesome.
Awesome. Thank you, Marlena. How about you, Olivia? Any closing thoughts before we let you go? It's good to talk to you.
You know, that. It's so good to talk to you too. And thank you so much for having us on. I would really echo a lot of what Marlena just said. And on a personal note, I have to say, you know, you're moving 2,000 miles away from home. It's just so much fun to be able to log on every morning and be able to dive right back into the Roaring Fork Valley and feel like I'm right back home working on stuff. And a lot of that is because of the amazing accounts that we have and we get to support. It's just it's really nice to be able to work with small businesses and to also be able to work with my hometown.
That is so cool and such a lovely way to put it. And yeah, that you get to still be a part of this hometown that values your part in it so much. So folks, if you want to find out more about Omfluence, you can go to omfluence.com, and it's om like O-M like om, which I love. Fluence.com, omfluence.com. Thank you both so much for being here today. Thank you, Arthur, for joining me on the show, as always.
Thank you, guys.
Olivia, let us know next time you're in town and we can meet up at Beerworks again.
Sounds good.
appreciate you both for joining us today on Everything Under the Sun. Again, one more time for our listeners, you can go to omfluence.com to learn more. You could also pick up a copy of this week's Soapbrist Sun and turn to page 8 and find the article by Mickey Jones. Before we hop off, though, I do want to say that KD&K is in the midst of its membership drive. The only reason that we are here is and in the studio is because of this wonderful nonprofit. Arthur, do you love KD&K?
I love KD&K.
Olivia, do you love KD&K?
I love KD&K.
Marlena, do you love KD&K?
I love KD&K, and I have already contributed in this membership drive.
Awesome. So make sure that you do as Marlena did and go to KD&K.org, click the donate button, or call now 970-963-0139 or stop by. Thank you all for supporting. Thank you, Olivia. Thank you, Marlena. Everyone have a wonderful Thursday. Thanks for being tuned.